My dear friends in Christ, St. Paul says in today's epistle, now is an acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. And perhaps Holy Mother Church uses that epistle at the beginning of Lent to remind us that the season of Lent is a very valuable time spiritually for those who use it as they should. By fasting, by observing the laws of the church, by practicing penance, our spiritual life is able to grow and to prosper. Now we see our Lord in today's gospel, before he began his public life, going into the desert and fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, having nothing whatsoever to eat or drink during that entire period. Now obviously, his human nature, his body was sustained miraculously to be able to do that, to be able to fast for that length of time. The number 40 is a sacred number. We see many places in the Old Testament, the Hebrew people wandered for 40 years through the desert on their way to the Promised Land. The time of the great flood, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. We find that Moses and again Elias fasted also for 40 days and 40 nights. So our Lord sanctified, we might say, our season of Lent by his own fast. We begin Lent on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, in order to add 4 days. From today until Easter, we have exactly 42 days. And the church rounds the number to 40 and calls it quadragesima, in Latin, the word 40. But because we don't fast or do penance on the Sundays, we have 6 weeks, 36 days of penance. And by adding the previous 4 days beginning on Ash Wednesday, we come to the number 40. And that number is so important in the mind of Holy Mother Church that if you had a holy day of obligation occurring in Lent, such as in some countries the Feast of St. Joseph is observed as a holy day of obligation, you would still be obligated to fast on that day so that you have that number of 40. In imitation of our Lord, who fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And we know that fasting is very beneficial. It helps us, and all forms of penance, to gain control of our fallen human nature, to earn merit. And also, as you notice in the preface during Lent, which is the part in the Mass right before the offertory, the words of the preface indicate that by fasting and doing penance, our mind is elevated. We understand more spiritual things. We are uplifted, you might say, from the things of this world to an appreciation of spiritual realities. We can pray better. We also atone for sin. We show our love for God by doing penance for the love of Him who suffered so much for us. So there are many valuable benefits to fasting. But the other aspect of today's gospel is that our Lord was tempted by the devil. Now it's very interesting to reflect upon this, the fact that God, that our Lord permitted the devil to tempt him, he who could not commit any sin, nevertheless allowed the devil to tempt him to give us comfort and encouragement in our temptation. And one of the things you need to always remember, that a temptation is not a sin. No matter how strongly we are tempted, we have not offended God. As long as we do our best to resist the temptation, to get rid of it, and that the will has not consented to sin. You see, this is where sin comes in, where the will cooperates. Then there is sin. And as long as we are tempted and our will rejects it, there is no sin. Nevertheless, temptations are very dangerous. We must do all we can to avoid unnecessary temptations by staying away from the occasions of sin. And we must remember in time of temptation to pray, to call upon our Lord, our Blessed Mother, to to practice mortification, self-denial, which also helps us to overcome temptation. So our Lord permitted himself to be tempted that we might take courage in our temptations, because temptation is inescapable in this life. And our temptations come from the devil, but not only from the devil, also because of our fallen human nature and from the spirit of the world around us. And as long as we resist, not only have we not offended God, we have gained merit. We have grown in grace. So our Lord teaches us, by his example, to take courage, to fight the temptations valiantly, and realize thereby we are earning an everlasting crown. God is not going to give us the happiness of heaven without us earning it. And we do that by fighting the good fight, conquering the temptations, and living a good spiritual life. Let us resolve on this first Sunday of Lent to make a good Lent, to perform some real penance, to not only observe the laws of the church, but to give up things that we enjoy, and to do it for the right purpose, for the love of Almighty God, for the love of our Lord, who loved us so much as to die on the cross for our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.